The timing played out right as the new Veterans Memorial Bridge opened in Fairbanks Monday, a day after the official Veterans Day holiday. Fairbanksans turned out on a below-zero afternoon to celebrate the opening of the downtown bridge over the Chena River. A procession of antique cars carrying past military service members drove through a red ribbon to open the new bridge. It's the centerpiece of a $23 million overhaul and realignment of Illinois Street, a project aimed at making downtown safer and easier to navigate for motorists and pedestrians. Retired state transportation planner Jerry Rafson was on hand to watch the opening, noting its effect untangling traffic.
Just going to make town make sense. Instead of the way the streets kind of were all confusing before, now at least we'll be able to know which way to go.
Illinois Street reconstruction was more than three decades in planning. In post-ribbon-cutting remarks, Mayor Jerry Cleworth said the project predates the start of his long tenure with the city.
First got on the city council in 1987, and they said this would be done, in a couple years. And it had been talked about prior to that. And I think it was about, in the mid-90s, I kind of gave up on it. But it's amazing to see it finally come to fruition.
State Department of Transportation Northern Region Director Steve Titus points to a mix of factors coming together in recent years, which allowed the Illinois Street project to finally go to construction.
There was a lot of studies that they worked from, and a couple concepts were abandoned, and then there was some environmental documents that had to be completed, and all of those things take a lot of time, and then getting the money as well. It's not small chump change by any means.
Once underway, Illinois Street reconstruction moved faster than expected. Welcome news to downtown business owners, some of whom saw greatly reduced traffic due to season-long detours. John Jakovich owns the historic Big Eye Bar right in the middle of the construction zone.
You know, we just held our breath and just said, keep doing what you're doing. And when people had a complaint or maybe felt a little put out, I kept trying to encourage everybody to keep your head up. Nobody's in this deeper than I am right now.
The Illinois Street overhaul includes development of new green space along the Chena River and specialized stormwater handling and natural bank restoration to protect fish and wildlife habitat. The last portion of the project, replacement of the Noyes Slough Bridge at the other end of Illinois Street, will be completed next summer. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.